בוקר טוב רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת בשלח, שבת שירה, שתבח שמו. One of the most joyous Shabbatot of the year, where we have the ability to tell our children, make sure you sit down and tell them, you know, by the way, this is especially for Michael, it's brought down, in Minhage Maharal Miprag, very interesting, says that on Shabbat Shira, Maharal Miprag would gather all of the children of the Kehillah of Prague and take them out to the Chatzir, to the yard. There is a famous shul in Prague that the Maharal Miprag prayed in, and supposedly legend has it that they buried the golem in the attic of that shul. You're not allowed to go up there. Anybody know the name of the shul in Prague? It's the most famous shul. It's called the Altnoy shul. Altnoy, that's what it's called, which in Yiddish means old new shul. I'm not sure, there's a story behind it. But anyway, Maharal Miprag would gather all the children from the Altanoi Shul on the morning of Shabbat, Parashat Shira. You would take them to the courtyard after davening, and you would tell them the story of Shirat Hayam, and you would tell them how all the children crossed, and the birds came, like we said from the Midrash, the birds came to sing Shira, and the children fed them, and he like, Mamash, Maharal Miprag was Gedol Ador, and he would spend time with the children, and tell them all of the Nisim Niflaot and Midrashim, to get them interested. So it was a very interesting minhag. So, anyway, there's a midrash in Midrash Rabbah that says that when Am Yisrael stood at the seashore of Yam Suf and the sea was raging, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Daber el bnei Yisrael ve'isau, go, travel, go in." The Shvatim started to squabble among themselves. They had a disagreement. The midrash says, "Kshe'amdu Yisrael al Yam, hayu Shvatim menatzchim ze'im ze." זה אומר אין אני יורד תחילה לים, וזה אומר אין אני יורד תחילה לים, קפץ נחשון בן עמינדב וירד לים תחילה. Right, it's a Gemara in Sota also, and the Gemara says that the Shvatim, they were arguing among themselves, nobody wanted to go in first, until נחשון בן עמינדב famously took the initiative, and he jumped in, and as a result, the Midrash says that he was rewarded to bring the Korban of Chanukat המזבח first, נחשון בן עמינדב למטה יהודה. מעניין, famous Gemara. רבותיי, the Sichot Musar asks a very, very compelling question. And he says, Am Yisrael, throughout the generations, many, many times, over and over again, we see Am Yisrael making the ultimate sacrifice called Mesirut Nefesh, giving up their lives for Torah Mitzvot. We find throughout history, Michael will tell you, even in German history, even the most secular of Jews, when it came time to make the ultimate sacrifice, they had no connection to religion whatsoever. But when the time came, you see even, you know, Jews who claim to be atheists jumping in the fire to save Sifrei Torah. Is it makir etze? It's famous things, Rabotai. That's what we call the pintaleid, the spark in every Jew. Every Jew has it. So where do we come from? Where do we get that from? We get it from our forefathers. Does that mean, what do you mean the Shvatim were arguing among one another that they didn't want to jump into Yam Suf, or they scared, they didn't want to give up their lives? Jews in generations much later did it without flinching. And we know that as the generations go along, the generations get weaker and weaker. This is the Dor HaMidbar, Dor De'ah. They had Moshe Rabbeinu. What exactly was their inhibition to, you know, what stopped them from jumping in? What were they nervous about, or what stopped them until Nachshon ben Aminadav came and stole the show? What does that even mean? A side question, Rabotai, I ask you. One of the zechuyot, or if I would ask you, what's the number one zechut that Am Yisrael has that never expires and that always comes to save us from Gzerot Kashot, and we remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of it on a daily basis? What's that zechut that Hashem never gets tired of? Akedat Yitzchak. Every single day we mention it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah, when our lives are on the line. Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak. Every day. Why? Because Avraham Avinu was ready to sacrifice his son. Yitzchak Avinu was willing to be sacrificed, even though it didn't end up happening. The zechut is immense, and it's forever. Rabotai, why is that such a big zechut? You know how many millions of Jews throughout the generations, even, you know, just as near as 70 years ago, in the Holocaust, you know how many Heiligeid, you know how many holy Jews made the ultimate sacrifice and died on Kiddush Hashem? Why is Akedat Yitzchak, why do we make such a big deal about that? There were so many Kiddushim throughout the generations that did the same thing and didn't only attempt to make the ultimate sacrifice, they actually did, they actually died. So why is that, Rabotai?
Because that's who put it in our DNA.
Oh, the Sichot Musar says a very interesting thing. He says, the very first time in Jewish history that such a thing, that there was such an idea of self-sacrifice, Al Kiddush Hashem, was by Abraham Avinu and Yitzchak, by Akedat Yitzchak. Once that happened, because of Ma'aseh Avot Siman Labanim, Abraham Avinu then imbued that power, imbued that dedication in our DNA, which gave Am Yisrael throughout the generations the ability to do that when the time came to do so. So that's why that zechut is remembered by Abraham Avinu. But anyway, back to our question. Why by Yam Suf did the Shvatim, why were they so hesitant to jump in? Explains the Sichot Musar, unbelievable. He says, the idea of a person giving up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was not difficult for them. They were willing to die Al Kiddush Hashem. They already had that. If we have that in our DNA, you better believe that the Shvatim had it as well. You better believe that Am Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, had it too. What? But that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them to do. Hashem didn't ask them to jump into Yam Suf and die Al Kiddush Hashem. What did Hashem ask them to do? Think about it.
Go.
Daber el bnei Yisrael ve'isau. Hashem asked them to jump into Yam Suf and live. Hashem said, jump into Yam Suf and don't even pay attention to the water. Just imagine, pretend like it's dry land and everything's normal, like you're walking on the street. They were willing to give up their lives to die Al Kiddush Hashem, but they weren't yet at that level of being able to envision just dry land, like walking the street, like nothing's there, to live, jump into Yam Suf and live Al Kiddush Hashem. That was a higher madriga. They were not there yet. Only Nachshon ben Aminadav, one of the Tzaddikei HaDor, he was able so much. He had such a high level of bitachon. He jumped into the water, and the water reached his neck. He was about to drown, and that didn't bother him because he didn't feel the water. Hashem said to jump in, to go, to walk, to travel. That's what I'm doing. There's no water here. They're telling you're about to drown. You're about to die. He says, no, I'm not. I'm walking. They said, no, you're swimming. He said, Nachshon ben Aminadav Rabotai said, I'm not swimming. I am walking. Hashem told me to walk. I'm walking on dry land. That was the ma'ala that Nachshon ben Aminadav had over the other Shvatim. That's something that they were not yet accustomed to. You know, there's a very interesting Yalkut Shim'oni in Sefer Zechariah. It says that Hananiah, Mishael, Ba'azariah al menat ken yardu lekivshan ha'esh al menat she'aseh lahem mofet. Yeah, he says that Hananiah, Mishael, Ba'azariah went into the furnace with the intention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make a nis for them. And that would seem to be contrary to a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim that says exactly the opposite. The Gemara says, where did Hananiah, Mishael, Ba'azariah know that they had to jump into the furnace? They learned it from the frogs, just like the frogs jumped in. And they're willing to die Al Kiddush Hashem. And they weren't even commanded, so too we have to. Which means that Hananiah, Mishael, Ba'azariah were under the assumption that when they went into the furnace, they were going to die. So why does the Midrash say that they went into the furnace with the Kavanah of coming out alive? Ela, the Sifod Musar explains along the same line, says something beautiful. He says, they didn't necessarily expect to live. It doesn't mean that they went in with Kavanah to live, al-minat in order to live. No. It means that Hananiah, Mishael, Ba'azariah were such big tzaddikim that in their Kavanah, when they went into the furnace, they didn't even feel the heat. For them, there was no fire. Hashem expects me to go into a furnace. There's no fire there. There's no heat. It's just another manifestation of Hashem's will. Al-minat lichiyot means they completely disregarded all physical and materialistic elements surrounded them. And that when they walked in, when they were thrown into the furnace, for them, it was literally like a walk in the park. It's like they're sitting on the beach, amash, chilling. Why? Because that's what Hashem expects of me at the moment. It's a very, very high level of emunah that Nachshon ben Aminadav exerted, that even the other Shvatim were on such high levels, they weren't able to do it. To die al Kiddush Hashem is a tremendous thing. That's one level. But then to do something that seems to be against nature and live al Kiddush Hashem, that's even greater. That's something that only Nachshon was able to do and the other Shvatim weren't. That's an even higher level of Mesirut Nefesh. And Behemet, you see, Am Yisrael weren't able, they didn't cut it. Only Nachshon was able to do it. Mesirut Nefesh, you know, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every morning that Hashem never test us in this way. But we have to be ready. Part of the life of a Jew is, part. It sounds like a cliche, but part of the life of a Jew is being willing to die as a Jew. That's part and parcel. When, you know, the Mekubalim say that when we say Lema'an Shemo Be'ahava in the morning, afternoon, and evening in the Amida, when we say Lema'an Shemo Be'ahava, a person has to have Kavana, that if it comes to that, a person is willing to be Moseret Nafsho, a person is willing to give up his life al Kiddush Hashem. But you know something? Even more than being willing to give up our lives al Kiddush Hashem, to die al Kiddush Hashem, which is integral to being a Jew, we have to be willing to live al Kiddush Hashem as well. And you'd be surprised, sometimes it's harder to live al Kiddush Hashem than to die al Kiddush Hashem. As difficult as it is, it's not, by the way, not Chas V'Shalom mitigated. To die al Kiddush Hashem is that's why it's called the ultimate sacrifice. And it's a terrible nisayon, it's so hard. But that's one moment. To live al Kiddush Hashem is an entire lifetime. Sometimes it takes more effort to live al Kiddush Hashem than to die al Kiddush Hashem. And that's what Nachshon ben Aminadab embodied, with other Shvatim, could not do at that moment. Rabotai, it's been a pleasure. Shabbat shalom. Enjoy. Be well. Stay warm. Stay safe. Bundle up. Kol tov. Shabbat shalom. Vorach.